This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. Wilmington is Delaware's largest city of more than 71,000 people, and it's going through some growing pains. As it expands its charming and eventful riverfront, it's letting out the apron strings to one of its corporate stalwarts, DuPont.
And throughout the entire chemical industry, no name more honored than DuPont. DuPont dyes that brighten up our lives and the clothes we wear.
DuPont set up shop along the Brandywine Creek near Wilmington in the early 1800s. Now it heads in a new direction, merging with Dow Chemical. And Wilmington's been given an unwanted nickname.
Murder!
It's gone from the world's chemical capital to Murder Town. In fact, this song hit just before the city was considered as the backdrop for a TV show called Murder Town. Wilmington is routinely listed as one of the most dangerous small cities in America. Keenly aware of all of this is the city's new mayor, Mike Perzicki, who in his inaugural address said this.
It's been said that the greatest danger is not in aiming too high and missing the mark, but in aiming too low and hitting it. You can be assured that we'll never, in my administration, aim too low.
He's helped develop the riverfront as head of the Riverfront Development Corporation. He has served on Newcastle County Council. He's a businessman and an attorney. A month into the job, Perzicki sees promise when he stares out the windows of his ninth-floor office downtown.
As I look out over the city, I see a lot of room for optimism. I think with the right strategic approach and using the proper tactics, I think we can really transform. I don't look out here and get it all dispirited. I feel very, very positive about what we're going to do here.
I met up with Mayor Perzicki recently to talk about what else he sees for Wilmington.
I had read that you would like to focus on maybe three parts of the city that are especially socked by poverty, crime, incarceration levels, and so forth.
Well, I'm not sure I said three. If I did, you know, I'll stand corrected. But I always felt that if you try to do everything, you'll get nothing done. And all you'll do is mollify people who are politically want to have a sense that you did something in their neighborhood. So I think you have to take all your resources, concentrate them in a chosen area. And I'm pretty close to picking the neighborhood that I want to start with. What we're doing is building strategies to bring all of the resources. So that would be license and inspections and parks and police, public works, and bringing them to bear to this community. And rebuild it, and frankly, challenge the slumlords, and challenging tenants who aren't responsible to be more responsible. I mean, they've got to take responsibility for their community as well. The way you select that neighborhood is to find the one that has got the most assets to work with to begin with, the neighborhood that's got active organizations that are willing to work with you. You need strategic partners. If you try to do it everywhere, you just run out of gas.
Economic development. You have been watching a life partner slip away, DuPont.
We were spoiled for years. You know, we had the DuPont Company, which, of course, has been the granddad of our state forever. And then we got MB&A, and one was better than the other. You know, they were just such dependable anchors for our economic development. But I think we've got our challenges, as everybody does, with large employers. Everybody's competing for them. They'll pick up and leave when their strategic interests warrant that. So I think you're much better off thinking in terms of many, many smaller employers. I feel very confident about our future as far as our economic development is concerned. The riverfront is extremely attractive. We're probably not 40% of the way developed down there. I think we can attract certain kinds of users. I think the downtown is on the cusp of being a brilliant destination. We have cultural organizations. We're going to continue to attract restaurants. We're going to continue to create living options for people to live down here. And I think young people find it very attractive. The city gives them a lifestyle that they really enjoy. And I think we want to continue to give them more options.
Does Wilmington have a branding problem right now? It had this horrific nickname.
Murder Town. So, yes, it does. It does have a branding problem. And I think if the only thing you do to deal with that brand is try to defend against that brand, I think you lose. Because if your campaign is, we're really not, you know, we're safer than that, you just continue to keep that debate open. My sense is that we want to rebuild the city with such alacrity that what you start to pay attention to is all the construction, the building, and all the great events going on down here. What comes out of that, what a wonderful city that is. It's a shame it still has some poverty that it hasn't quite dealt with yet. Frankly, the city does not deserve that its reputation is based solely on violence. We have poverty. We've neglected to deal with it properly, as far as I'm concerned. But this is a remarkably attractive city, and that should be the headliner. And that's the approach I take to supplant it with a new reputation.